make me. A Taliban suicide blast in the center of Kabul killed at least 10 people and wounded more than 40 on Thursday, destroying cars and shops in an area near the headquarters of Afghanistan's NATO force and the U.S. Embassy. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack, even as the insurgents and U.S. officials have been negotiating a deal on a U.S. troop withdrawal in exchange for Taliban security guarantees. Witnesses said the suicide bomber blew himself up as hundreds of people were standing or crossing the road. As the Bahamas starts recovering from Dorian, the U.S. is trying to help. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As the international community looks to help the Bahamas, Prime Minister Hubert Minnis says there are big logistical hurdles.
The National Airport in Abaco is underwater.
And others aren't accessible by land. The military is using helicopters to get supplies to the Bahamas. And President Trump says America is putting its good fortune with Dorian to good use.
We're taking some of the supplies from other places, including Florida, where we didn't have to use them, and we're going to be bringing them over to the Bahamas, where they really need it very badly.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Migrant children who were separated by U.S. border agents from their parents at the U.S.-Mexican border last year suffered significant distress, feelings of abandonment, and other serious mental health issues, according to a government watchdog. The Inspector General's office at the Department of Health and Human Services said the plight of the separated children, at least 2,500 and likely many more, was worse than for the migrant children who were kept with their parents after the undocumented families, mostly from Central American countries, crossed the border to flee violence and poverty. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday took action to disrupt an Iranian oil shipping network it accused